Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and today's show is on crystal bowls. We're going to be talking about the difference in crystal bowls. I realized that I haven't really ever done anything directly on crystal bowls, maybe in years, because I don't really want to do a sales thing for them, even though we do sell them. But we're going to be going through how they work and the differences between the crystal bowls. And our intention is that you may find a stable frequency of peace inside. That's all. Before we get started, though, let me tell you about what's happening here at the Institute. We just set up our new open house, which is August 29th at the Institute from 1 to 6 p.m. And so if you're local, you can RSVP, mask required. Okay. And that's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We do a lot of meditations and get people really high. Even after 5 hours, people don't want to leave, right? So you get to go in the sound lounges and things like that as well. We also have our next semester, it's ongoing enrollment for the Sound Healing Certificate Program online. So it starts about every 2 weeks. The next start time is July 31st, which I think is just a week from Saturday. And, wouldn't that be a week from today? Yeah, a week from today. So, and it's all about how sound affects you physically as far as pain and frequencies for different organs and cells and stuff. Mentally for brainwave entrainment, emotionally for releasing stuck emotions and transforming negative beliefs, and then spiritually for resonating more gratitude, compassion, love, joy, resonating the frequency of your soul and the frequencies, all frequencies of source, which I see as all frequencies, right, where you're one with the universe. Right? We also practice and learn many techniques. We also, online, you get to practice on friends and family, if you like. And we also practice on each other in the actual meetings. It's really effective. It will blow your mind how effective it is, even online, right? We also have the Institute version happening online, by the way. It's Tuesday, Thursday, night, 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific time. And Saturdays, 10 to 1. The Institute version starts September 7th. And we're doing half online and half at the Institute. Institute is Monday and Wednesday nights. And then the online, we alternate between the online. So it's never 5 days a week, right? At the Institute, we play with all of our instruments and do treatments on each other. You even have to do a sound bath as well with all the instruments, and you get to check out everything we have, get to play with the sound table and get on the sound table all the time before class. Right. So that's the Institute program is 3.5 months, whereas the online program is 6 months if you do the half and half, right? So it ends up being 6 months. You can start the online portion anytime. You could start July 31st, or you could wait till September when we start the Institute portion. Right? So you could get underway even if you wanted to come here in September 7th. Right? And then we've got the recording program that just started. You could still jump in. It's out how to use a digital audio workstation like Pro Tools or Logic or Ableton Live and record, mix, and produce. Right? And it's really effective. You get to see my screen in real time. It's online. And you can hear what I'm mixing. We go through how to use all the equipment, EQ, effects, MIDI. And again, we teach how to produce. And we use my whole visual system that I use in my book, The Art of Mixing, to explain all the different structures of mixes and what makes a good mix. Right? So that's the whole deal. You can learn what the equipment does and still make mixes that suck, right? So it's the aesthetic side that's the most critical. So that just started. You could jump in. It's Tuesdays, 3:30 to 5:30 Pacific time. Just 2 hours one day a week. Then you have to do 5 hours of lab, completely separate from the certificate program. Right? Let's see, anything else we have happening? Let me share my screen here. Okay, so we got the voice analysis, harmonies, software. The next training is September 25th. You have to purchase the software by September 15th to join. And we also do assessments where you can buy it. Oh, or it's $85, not $65. And then you can buy the full software and use it. You can actually use it online as well or over the phone. It's a really good way to open your own business, right? Or get a treatment for $85. Got to change that to $85. Okay? So those are the main things happening at the Institute. If you go to soundhealingcenter.com, you can go to our, click on the Institute section. You can see all the information about the classes. Or you can go to our store, which has over 300 instruments and technologies, including the Sound Lounge. We have a new website of this that's called soundloungecenter.com, and it shows all the different sound lounges we have, also all the different sound tables we have as well, which are massage tables with speakers on the bottom. And then we have the bass, the pillows, sound pillows and dolphins. We have the bass pod, belt, and vest, which will get rid of pain amazingly, right? And then we also have biomats we can put on top of the sound table so the sound comes through the crystals and triggers it. And then we also have synchronized light and brain machines, so you can actually have flashing lights synchronized to the music or even project them on the ceiling as well. So that part of the store is soundloungecenter.com. It's in the store, though. You can get to it through the store as well. So check all that out. We then have the Sound Therapy Center, where we have quite a few treatments. The main treatments we do is where we find your home note, where you're at peace. We play the 12 notes and see which one makes you the most peaceful. And then we can get you brainwave CDs tuned to your brain in delta, theta, alpha, and beta. This is really good for focus, really good for sleep, really good for overcoming ADD, really good for brain injuries, really good for anxiety, really good for even dementia. We're using it with a dementia company right now. And so the other treatment we do is the voice analysis that I just mentioned, where we have you talking to the computer and see what notes are missing in your voice. And we can do that online or over the phone, actually. We also have the Sound Healing Research Foundation, and there we've got a full range of treatment plans for anxiety, dementia, and PTSD that you can find under Medical Sound Association. We also have a research portal where people are submitting treatments, and so you can see the effectiveness of different instruments on different issues. And we're running around 75% effective with about 100 treatments that people have entered so far. We also have the Sound Education Center, which shows over 500 exercises for kids from 3 months all the way up to 18 years. Right? And you can find all of this under the Sound Healing Research Foundation, the Medical Sound Association, and the Sound Education Center as well. We actually have the Sound Education Association meeting tomorrow morning from 10 to 1 Pacific time. And we've got about 100 administrators who are helping finish the exercises we have. We've got 2,500 developed. And then also we're going to be starting online classes for kids in about a month here. And we're going to be we're doing research to track, you know, the effectiveness. And then we're creating a lobbying group to bring all of these exercises into public and private schools around the world. So if you're interested, it's free to join. That's tomorrow. Just email me and I'll send you the link. We also have the Medical Sound Association meetings, which is about figuring out how to heal every disease in the world, that's all, and based on vibration. And the next one, I think, is September 19th. Yeah. So you're welcome to join that association as well. So that's what we have going on. So let's talk about crystal balls. You know, when it comes to crystal balls, there's two main types. If you've been in the field at all, you already know. There's the frosted balls and the alchemy balls. The frosted balls are made of just pure quartz, and they are melted and put into a frame which creates the ball. Right? And you get different sizes. You can also get different notes at any size because it's the thickness of the quartz that makes the note, not the size. The size makes it bassier or more high frequency, right? But the note is by the thickness of the glass. So you can get any size at any note. The main way to choose bowls, especially if you can come to the store, is to just play each one and see which one resonates with you. We actually do a free assessment where we can actually find the note of your voice, the key that you sing in when you speak. And I can find it normally within 10 seconds and tell you what note. And that's a really good one note to get for a bowl, because especially if you're going to be toning or singing with a bowl, because then it's the note that you can tone any vowel the longest without getting tired, right? We also do the assessment where we find your home note. That costs $85, and we do that over Zoom, where we play each of the 12 notes and see which one makes you the most peaceful. And that's really the best, to find a bowl that is your home note. I mean, I'm a bee, and I just love my bee bowl, right? I mean, it's so grounding, because that's where I'm at peace, right? And it's really excellent. I just love it, right? And then you just have to decide what size you want, right? Because you can get like from 8-inch all the way up to 20-inch, right? So that's the ways to find which note you like. The basis of all bowls is consistent, stable vibration, as opposed to chaotic vibration, right? The bowls are stable, mostly pure tone. They have very few harmonics, only two or three main ones, right, that are the loudest. In fact, the frosted bowls is mostly the first harmonic with a couple of others that are quite a bit lower, right? There's the stable, consistent tone, but also the other thing about the bowls is the slow fade. And it's really the most profound and simple way to get to a place of peace there is. It's really amazingly simple and effective, right? I mean, I've had a bowl fade out. I've got some that take 5 minutes to fade out, right? And had a whole room of 10,000 people perfectly still for 10 minutes, right? So let me play this bowl, and it's just 2 minutes, and listen for the moment when the bowl goes to complete peace or complete silence, right? The moment when it goes to complete silence. And you'll notice that it's like the energy, the sound of the bowl continues into the room. So notice when it goes to complete silence here. Enjoy. Thank you. again. It's like you can still hear it in the room, right? Even though it's stopped, it's like it's still humming in the room. And it's so still. Again, what I've learned is peace is a frequency humming consistently. And it's humming in the room now. Perfect stillness. You can have silence that's uncomfortable. There's always a vibration. But there's now a consistent, stable vibration still here. We've done silent meditations where we'll play a bowl, let it fade out, and meditate on this sound in the air for 4 hours. And it's so easy. You just hold it. You can stay in that stillness. It's like you can still hear it. Right? And it's just the slow fade that makes it do that. It's especially effective when it's a slow fade on the home note of the key of a song. Right? Now, let me show you here. When you have one bowl, like we just played, it's always the home note, right? When you have more than one bowl, it's going to be one of the bowls that's a home note, right? It's really nice when that note is your home note, right? But it doesn't have to be your note. I mean, that was an F. That's not my note, and I still feel really peaceful, right? So that's very cool when you have it on your note. But a home note is peaceful no matter what. Let me give you an example of a home note. Right? You play that last note and it's like, we're at rest now. We're done. It's not like this. That leaves us hanging, right? If we can breathe now, right? So again, if it's one note or one bowl, it's going to be the home note, right? So it always works. But the slow fade is the main part of it, right? But when you got both the home note and the slow fade, it's really cool. And it's so simple, right? Right? So that's the most basic thing of crystal bowl. I mean, there's the stable tone. It's not like a tone when it's playing. So even when it's playing, it's still peaceful. But when it fades out, you get this like profound peace and stillness. And that's just the best part of crystal bowls. As they say, the best part of sound is when it ends, especially when it ends on a slow fade, right? That's the best. It's hard to do a slow fade with a voice. You can kind of do it, but it's kind of hard to do with a voice. Right? So that's the most basic aspect of how bowls work. Now, let's talk about the alchemy bowls. The alchemy bowls are quartz also, but they have different metals, different elements, different crystals, and different gemstones embedded in them, right? And what that does is it makes the bowl have a different tonality or harmonic structure, a different timbre. And that harmonic structure, which is simply a bunch of different harmonics at different volumes, a bunch of different frequencies at different volumes, is then going to go into each water droplet in your body and create a different mandala pattern called cymatics. What I'm showing on the screen, if you're watching on video right now, are these mandala patterns that are created by different frequencies. And they're really just beautiful mandalas, right? So depending on the actual crystal or gemstone or metal or element embedded in the bowl, you're going to get different mandala patterns in each water droplet, which means you're getting that crystal in your body directly. So now it becomes a whole study of crystals, right? I mean, what does malachite do? What does gold do? I mean, what does, you know, iron do? Grandmother has iron in it. What does emerald do, right? And so all of these are platinum. So it becomes a whole study of what the different crystals do to us. We just had a class on crystals here, right, at the Institute. And this is very cool because now you're getting the energy of those crystals directly into your body through the cymatics, right? So that's kind of the essence of the alchemy bowl. Now, the interesting thing about the alchemy bowls is that they have kind of a more subtle energy. They always think of them as from like the heart chakra up, right? Although you can have a grounding alchemy bowl. It just has to be a really big one, right? And so they've got a kind of a more subtle energy, but because it's now we're looking at these, all these different crystals, right, that are in them. Let me play an alchemy bowl here and let you check it out. Here's the emerald bowl. Check this out. Of a purer tone, huh? It's only going to fade that now. Okay. You know what I want to do right now? I want to play a Frosted Bowl song, and then I'm going to play a little bit of Alchemy Bowl so you can hear the difference. So let me go to the list here. Let me go and play song of Frosted Bowls. Okay, check this out. This is on this my CD, Bowls of Light. Enjoy this. Very short song, actually. Oh, I forgot to turn it up. Let me start over. There we go. Thank you. That was actually two bowls playing at once is the reason it's so intense, right? Creating a binaural beat. But you know, those they're louder frosted bowls, which I find them better to actually really sing out loud. If you sing really loud with an alchemy bowl, you don't hear the bowl, right? So that's the advantage of frosted bowls. They're quite a bit cheaper as well. So now let me play for you a little bit of the alchemy bowls. Let's see, let me find my spot. Let's see. Okay, alchemy bowls. Enjoy this. Also, multiple bowls at once. So a little purer tone, right? And kind of softer in a way, right? Now, when looking in buying alchemy bowls, there's quite a few considerations here. One, probably the, you know, instead of the note being a big consideration that a lot of people focus on, I often focus on the frequency, whether it's a big bowl or small bowl, as to whether it's good for a different chakra. Some people are really into the notes for the different chakras. You know, C is a root, then all the way D, E, F, G, A, B for the crown, right? But when looking at alchemy bowls, there's other considerations I find even more important. I hardly look at the note, although I do still a bit. One is the color, you know, just do you like the color of it? It's like, you know, I think of a pink bowl, instead of the pink aura bowl. It's like, that's like, I really like that for the heart, right? And just whatever color grabs you, right? Whether it's, you think it's pretty, right? That's one thing right there. But the other big thing is what crystal is embedded in it. And that's a big difference, right? So that crystal is going to bring different energy in. So that's another big consideration. Just whatever, you can look at the descriptions and see what the crystals do, right, on their site or at our store. Right? But the other thing is, a couple other things are, one is how long the bowl rings, which is nice. But the other big thing is how much does it have a rhythm in it when you hit it? Or ring it, right? Now, here's a bowl, and this rhythm is actually what we would call a binaural beat or monaural beat. which is actually created by a different frequency from the curvature at the bottom as to the frequency at the top of the bowl, right? And those two frequencies cancel each other out and create a rhythm. Here's an example of a bowl that has a really cool rhythm in it, this platinum beat here. Let me play it from the beginning here. And check out the rhythm. When we, on the site here, when we play the bowls, first of all, we hit it three times, then we ring it, right? And then we hit it, I think, two or three times or once, and then just let it ring out by itself without ringing it. Okay, so check this out. Listen for that rhythm here. There's one other thing that's really cool about bowls is when you're ringing it, it will create a lower note. And then when you tap it, it creates a higher note. And that higher note, when it lasts a really long time, I really like that. And this is a good example where you'll hear the low note as he's ringing it. And when you hit the high note, it notice how long that high note or harmonic lasts. Check it out. I'll just rewind a little bit. There's the low note here. High note. So that's a big consideration I always look at is, you know, the higher harmonic and how long it lasts, right? Once you tap it. Check this one out and see how long this one lasts. It's one of my favorite bowls. Actually, let me tell you, the pink or gold bowl is actually, they've got ocean gold, pink gold, and the difference in color is simply how high of a temperature that they heated the gold. Different temperatures will create different colors of gold, actually, in the bowl. That's a trip, huh? So check out the pink or gold. Listen for the high harmonic. Didn't last too long. Still a nice soft sound, right? Now, the other thing about bowls is to create binaural beats with them. Basically, when you buy a bowl, or a bowl set, you could get all the notes and all the chakras, right? But another way to do it is to actually get three bowls that create a beautiful harmony, right? That create a nice chord. I've got my set here. Let me play them for you, and I'll show you how nicely they work. Let's see, let me tilt you down here so you can see them. Okay. Let me see. Those. Oh, yeah, there's the third one there. Okay, cool. So if I play these three, you can probably, hopefully, you can hear them. It's a beautiful chord, right? And so that's really nice is to, I mean, you don't even have to know much about music theory to hear when three bowls sound good together. In the classes, we actually teach about, you know, different chords, and then you can really do it very specifically. But that's cool to get three bowls that create a beautiful chord. That's harmony, right? And then you can get two bowls that actually create a really cool binaural beat. And that happens when you have especially two bowls that are the same note, a little different frequency, or the like a half step off, right? Let's see. Let me see if I can find, here's two bowls. We'll play the two A sharps and see if it works here. Yeah, here's two A sharps. Here's the first one. There between the two, right? And you can get some really cool ones. Let me play, let's see, let me try the two F, no, that's not a good set. Okay, here's the two, here's an interesting A and the A sharp. So you're getting some serious flutter there, which is, depending on the speed of the flutter, it's going to be different brainwave states. And it can really take people into another dimension. This is not as harmonious. It's activating, quite activating, when you get that flutter going between two bowls, which is called a binaural beat, right? So it's nice to have three bowls that create a harmony, and then a fourth bowl in that set that creates a binaural beat with one of the bowls, right? And then it can be really cool. And then now you can go back and forth between harmony and activation, right? So that's like the most basic set if you're getting a set of bowls to create. And that's really get you going for a whole sound bath, right? Of course, you can get, you know, a whole chakra set of 12 bowls, you know, for that matter. So that's really cool. Now, you can also create your own binaural beats with your voice, right? Let me find the bowl, I saw platinum, here we go. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna sing along with this bowl, and I'm going to go off pitch a little bit, which will create that flutter, that binaural beat, right? And I can make it go faster, I can make it go kind of slow, or I can match the note completely and it will just sound like it's my voice in the bowl. Okay, so check this out. I'm gonna create binaural beats by going off pitch. I'm gonna match the pitch first and then go off pitch ever so slightly, and you'll hear the flutter big time, which will take you out. It will take you out. Check it out. That's really cool. I mean, that will get you high. I mean, it's really great because you add a little intention or angels, right? Or higher beings, Hathors, right? While you're doing that. And it's like, oh my God, the room fills up with light, right? It can really take people out, the binaural beats. So you can do it with two bowls, or you can do it with your voice, or you can also have bowls that create that rhythm really well. Let me show you my favorite bowl. This is a bowl, it's just my all-time favorite of mine, right? This is a pink or gold practitioner bowl. And it was actually my favorite bowl a long time ago. And then I leaned back in a sound bath and I broke it. The whole handle broke off. And then they fixed it. You can see where they fixed it. And now it's way better. It's so cool. Listen to the rhythm that I was talking about in this bowl. If you notice, it's got a rhythm on the low note and the high note. But then when you sing with it or tone with it, it's so cool. Check this out. Sorry to stop it so quick. So let's actually add a little energy to it. So we're now going to set an intention of bringing in source energy and sending out, have it come into our heart and send out universal love to everybody on the planet. Okay. That would include you. That would include you. Okay, check this out. Now we're going to amp it up. Beats. When you call in higher beings with the right intention, they show up. They're just up there bored to death, waiting for you to call them in, right? So let's do this. Let's call in a whole array and see if you notice a difference here, okay? We're going to call in a bunch and see what happens, right? Including Source, which we'll do at the end, okay? So we're going to call in Babaji, Raphael, Saint Germain, Archangel Michael, Christ Energy, Kuan Yin, Saint Francis of Assisi, the Hathors, Gabriel, Mary Magdalene, Metatron, Toth, and Dijwa Kuo that Alice Bailey channels, and Uriel, and we'll have all of them now playing along. Enjoy this. Let's try one more bowl. Get my Saint Germain bowl. Okay, be right back. All right, here we are. Saint Germain. Okay. Oops. Okay. Here we go. Nice and purple. Let's see if I like this one. Hear the low note, and then the high. Stable, consistent vibrations, along with intention, and a few archangels, ascended masters, and positive aliens. Oh my God, what more do you want other than just Source itself, right? So interesting because, you know, I think of Source as all frequencies. So let me tune in to all frequencies. You won't hear anything. I'm just going to tune in to all frequencies simultaneously, which I think is way better than any one note. See if you can hear this intuitively. From the core of the earth, the lowest frequency you can imagine, to the central sun, the highest frequency you can imagine, and all in between at once. Couldn't hear anything? Oh, well, okay. One day. You get the energy, though. That's the energy of Source. All frequencies at once. Hold that energy for the rest of the evening, at least, the whole weekend, the whole week ahead, months ahead, years ahead, lifetimes ahead. Thanks so much for listening. Take care.